Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Red flagging, the red flag law in New York State.
What the red flag bill says is if a teacher or a family member believes a young person is in a state of distress, could hurt themselves or others, and has access to firearms, they can go to a judge and ask a judge for an evaluation.
Do you think this was rushed through, similar to the way the SAFE Act was adopted?
I will give you a short answer, yes.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716. There you go, two sides to every story, right?
We signed a bill we call the Red Flag Gun Bill.
Governor Andrew Cuomo signing the Red Flag Gun Protection Bill last week, allowing a court to temporarily prohibit someone from buying or possessing a gun if they're deemed a threat to themselves or others.
What it says is basic common sense. We've had a rash of school shootings, as everyone knows. Over half of those school shootings, the teachers say there were signs that they detected that the student was in distress and the student could possibly harm themselves or others. But the teachers had no recourse. What the red flag bill says is if a teacher or an education administrator or a family member believes a young person is in a state of distress, could hurt themselves or others, and has access to firearms, they can go to a judge and ask a judge for an evaluation. Guns for hunters, sportsmen, people who can pass a background check, great. The whole debate comes down to making sure guns don't get into the hands of people who are either mentally ill and not in a capacity where they can handle a gun, or people who have a criminal record, right? That's what all the politics comes down to. And by the way, everybody agrees with that. Gun owners agree with that. So what this says is if a teacher believes that a student could pose a danger to themselves or others, they have recourse where they can bring the situation to the attention of a judge.
Well, the original bill 2 years ago had due process, a much more due process. It had to go through the police or the district attorney, who has the ability to do immediate investigations. They have the resources to protect the innocent.
Not everyone is a fan of the legislation, and they and political bodies alike are weighing in. The Niagara County Legislature voting unanimously to ask that the law be repealed. Legislator Angelo Morinello with Susan and Brian on WBEN.
The difficulty with the bill that passed, which I did not vote for, is that they've expanded those that can go directly to a court to ask for an ex parte order. Individuals who may have personal vendettas, individuals who may not be experienced in looking at what are the facts. So what essentially happens is you will have the ability, or those that report will have the ability, to have the court order go into a home, even though the alleged weapons that they claim would be there, because there is no transparency or no investigation, belong to an uncle, a neighbor, someone else. So it removes due process from the initial portion of the bill. Now, when people talk about threats, okay, in most instances they are not immediate within the few seconds. They take time. And this is why the due process aspect of investigation not being in there is a concern to many.
All right. Now, Angelo, the Niagara County Legislature is trying to repeal this. They voted unanimously for a repeal last week. Do you think that they're going to get anywhere with this?
Well, I think what it's doing is they did pass a proclamation asking for the repeal based on the lack of due process initially. Can I predict what's going to happen? No. They predicted snow in Albany, and I'm looking out the window right now getting ready to go to the Capitol, and there's no snow except what was there from a couple days ago. So the point I'm making there is there's just no predictability on that. But they are stating an opinion predicated upon the constitutional right to due process, which has been eliminated in this particular bill.
I'm wondering how much conversation there was with teachers unions, school districts, things like that, about the, how comfortable teachers are with this law, with making decisions like this in the first place. So where would they go to with their concerns, and how likely would they be to bring them up?
I have not heard of anything or any complaints from the teachers or their weighing in on it at this point. But again, a district attorney has the staff and the resources. The police department has the staff and resources, all trained to investigate allegations such as are the basis of the red flag bill. So in all sincerity, even if a teacher had a concern, the step of calling the district attorney takes a phone call. The step of calling the police takes a phone call. So why eliminate this and trample on the due process rights of the average citizen? So I don't know if the teachers have weighed in after the fact. I've not heard anything. But ultimately, what the Niagara County Legislature and other legislatures are doing, from what I understand, are just arguing the due process rights of an individual that may be wrongly accused. And remember, how many times in our history, especially with newscasters such as yourself, have heard that there was an allegation that was false, but it's destroyed somebody's future or destroyed their reputation, which cannot be repaired. So there's different sides to it, but it's basically the due process issue. And the original bill, like I said, had to be presented to the police or the district attorney, and that was from a couple of years ago. And when due process was adequately put in, I did vote yes. But as soon as they took due process out, I could not stand for trampling on constitutional rights.
Do you think this was rushed through, similar to the way the SAFE Act was adopted?
I will give you a short answer, yes.
The law is expected to take effect in New York State in approximately 6 months. Many similar gun protection bills were proposed in states across the nation after the February 2018 school shootings in Parkland, Florida. Before the shooting that left 17 dead, such laws were only in effect in five states: Connecticut, Indiana, California, Washington, and Oregon.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.